I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome to In Sickness and In Health, the podcast where we chat about all the nitty-gritty details in marriage and relationships as we find out the non-negotiables, the things you absolutely wouldn't put up with
in sickness and in health.
Thank you, Claire. Welcome. Each week we'll discuss a topic and on some occasions we'll be joined by a guest
who can
give us an insight into their deal-breakers and things they could not tolerate.
Oh. That fucking word.
Tolerate.
So well done, didn't they?
Yeah.
You've got a fucking card in front of you as well, so I can't. It's fucking amazing that you've got cards.
We don't have to introduce who's here this week.
Sorry.
Don't forget that you can get stuck in by participating in polls and sending us messages at In Sickness and In Health podcast. And if you do like this podcast, I'd really appreciate it. Claire doesn't like this. She thinks it's a bit sort of beggy.
I just don't care. If you don't like it, don't listen to it.
That's fine, but I do care. And if you do like it, give us a review. Tell us how much you like it, because I read them. They make me feel good, apart from the ones that make me feel bad. So, yeah, give us a review, 5 stars, all that stuff. That'd be great. Thank you.
5 stars, the cheeky you.
Yeah. Anything less than 5 stars is no good.
Right. Okay.
Doesn't help.
What's happening today?
Today we are joined by a guest.
We are. Again, one of our friends.
We always like to wheel him out when we need a little ratings boost. and he always does. He always does it for us. He always comes through for us.
Yeah, of course I do.
The man, the myth, the legend that is...
It's Danny Dyer.
It's Danny Dyer.
Let's get a round of applause.
Lovely. It's lovely to be here, honestly. I'm very chuffed.
How you doing?
You're very professional people now. It's weird for me because...
That's the professional bit.
But yet you're sitting here, you've got your own set, there's a fucking crew, it's very exciting to me.
You look excited.
Yeah, I've got fucking Stella in my hand.
That's it.
Or Yuri Geller, or a Nelson.
It's an unfiltered as well.
Yeah.
You are always guaranteed a Stella, no matter what we do.
It's ice cold, Claire, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good,
nothing
isn't
worse
it?
Than a fucking warm Stella.
We've had a couple, yeah. we made our feelings very clear about that.
To be fair, that's why they're ice cold now.
This is what I'm saying, they're big time now.
It did come up in a HR meeting.
Did it, yeah.
The beer wasn't cold enough.
You can't have one fucking beer.
How are you, mate? You good?
I'm wonderful.
You all right?
It's a mad time for me because I'm unemployed for the first time in 11 years.
Wow.
Which is a kick out the bollocks.
I haven't been employed for 11 years.
Well, no,
I'm the opposite.
No, it's bollocks. Because I saw you with your thing with Neil Morrissey.
That's right.
Your finders keepers.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Which was a nutty old concept, wasn't it?
Yeah. Did you watch any of it? I've not watched any of it.
but it was a good bit of graft, wasn't it? I mean, so you've been
really
grafted.
Good fun. He's a good bloke, Neil.
Yes, I worked with him many moons ago. Yeah, and probably one of the worst films I've ever made, called Run For Your Wife.
Right.
I'm not going to it, but he was a nice geezer. He's been around a long time, hasn't he, Morrissey?
Yeah. That's it. He's
still got a boozer and all that, is he? Like,
he's still got his pub.
Yeah.
Still makes his ale. Palace Ale.
Fucking hell, didn't he?
Yeah.
Palace Ale?
Palace Ale, yeah. He's a big Palace fan.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Good bloke.
So, I'm just sitting about fucking driving myself mad at the moment. So, I thought I'd pop in and see you.
Oh, thanks, mate.
Go on.
I thought this might be a good opportunity. I told you this story.
Oh, no.
For the first time only a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, have I not told you about this? Sorry, have I got...
Just got a little better.
What is it? A bit of eyebrow.
Yeah. See,
thanks, Claire. No, I thought, because, you know, I got another actor with me.
Right.
I thought Danny might be able to appreciate this little story. Do you remember when I was telling you about the time I auditioned for a Zac Efron movie?
Yeah.
I was in LA, I was doing the pilot season thing, and I got this script come through. It was for a Zac Efron movie. First of all, it was for a comedy.
What?
And I've got a little bit, nothing against Zac Efron, nothing against him, but I got a little bit of a thing about people who are just actors that go, oh, I can do comedy.
Right.
So if you get Zac Efron and Will Ferrell doing a movie,
yep,
that's good. You got. If you get Zac Efron and The Rock doing a comedy movie, who's the funny person there?
When they're two straight men,
exactly.
They?
Yeah. And that was Baywatch, essentially.
Right.
I got the sides come through. They said, oh, we're putting you up for this Zac Efron movie. It's a good part. I was like, all right. And I looked at it. And the part was the sort of cool, sort
sexy
of jock guy.
Hunky.
And Zac Efron was like the comedy. And I was like, right, so Zac Efron's the little nerdy geezer in this film. And I've got, and Zac Efron's got to be like, oh, I wish I was like him. So why am I being put forward for this? I even said it in the audition. I went, I'm wasting your time here.
Wow.
Like I auditioned for a film where Zac Efron's got to go, oh, James, he's so cool, that guy. I wish I was more like him, but I'm just a funny idiot.
What? You don't think you're cool enough to be cooler than Zac Efron?
I don't know. That's his thing, isn't it? That's his thing. Handsome.
Well, good. That's what I was going to say. It didn't say
he's a triple threat as well.
It didn't say you were the handsome one, did it?
No, but that was the vibe. Like he was useless with women, and I was so great with women and stuff.
Right.
And I'm
okay.
How does that work?
Film? Did it come out? Is it?
I actually tried to look it up and
I don't
see
trust
if
the
anything
process,
came out.
I've got to be honest.
But I don't know if it did come. This was a few years ago as well. But have you ever gone up for anything that was just or do people just go, oh, this is great, we'll get Danny Dyer?
The early years, no. I went up for a film called Defiance with Daniel Craig.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Jamie Bell. Yeah. And a Polish resistance fighter.
Yeah.
And I just...
You were to play that?
I tried to a Polish accent. Oh, okay.
You did it?
Yeah.
I had a go, babe, but I did. I just put the script in. I said, I think I'm going to shoot it off. I could feel the tension in the
pears.
Room. Yeah, but I just don't know, where would you start with it, you know? You can go and get, you know, like a...
Did Daniel Craig have a Polish accent?
Yeah, they all did,
yeah. They all did it. They all went for it.
They all done it, yeah.
But you were in a Daniel Craig... You were in a film
I did a film called
Daniel
The Trench with him, yeah, before he was James Bond.
Yeah.
And Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Who was an extra in it, really.
Yeah.
You know.
You love
really
Cillian Murphy.
I love Cillian Murphy, but I love the film The Trench. Absolutely love the film. Years before I met you, I'd watched so many of your films and stuff, and I do say this, and I've told you this before, and I do stand by it. The Business is one of the best British films ever made.
He's always going on about that.
Ever made. It's so good. It's up there with anything Michael Caine's done, like Get Carter or anything like that. The Business is such a great film.
Very kind of you, babe. I think it was a mad bit of work, that, wasn't it? It's basically Nick Love just nicking everything he's ever seen from gangster films, putting it together, and then dressing us in beautiful 80s clubber.
It's great.
I mean, you like all that vintage gear.
It was very
anyway.
Short shorts.
Yeah,
like
I couldn't get them fucking shorts on now, babe.
It was very short shorts.
Yeah, I couldn't pull them off of a pair of tits. You know, it doesn't work. But I think it was a beautiful piece of work. You don't really got to be an adult to watch it. Do you know what I mean? You can be pissed up watching it, and all the storyline's quite simple to follow. And I just think the look, you got the look and the music, and because it was produced by Rockstar Games. Who produce our films. Who've just chucked some money in my last film I've done with him. So we've got their back catalogue of music, which is which is incredible. So yeah, you can make a low-budget film and put good tunes in it.
Music was great, and it did look great, and it was just fun.
Long time ago, though, man. We're talking about 20 fucking years ago.
Really?
I mean, look at the fucking state of me now.
You look fantastic.
I'm just an old granddad. That's why I got my granddad little car. I embrace being a grandfather. I embrace it.
In fact, I remember when your daughter, little Danny, what's what we call her? I don't know if anybody...
Yeah, no,
I think
Dan.
People
well,
just know
her. Well,
she's
little Dan, I'm big Dan.
Yeah. But the first time you came round us after she had her twins, James just kept saying to you, just like, granddad of three.
Granddad of three. How many grandkids you got? Just three.
Yeah, just the three. early yet. 46 and I've got three. Yeah. But I suppose... Me and Joe, we was having a rollabout very, very young. And she, you know, I remember the first time she allowed me to touch one of her lils.
Right.
Which was one of her what?
Her lils.
What
lils.
Does that mean?
A carpet, a lil, a tit.
Right, okay.
And it was in the shoot room in Custom House on the council estate. Very romantic setting.
It sounds great.
With the dustbins behind us. But it was through her coat. So
have
it wasn't full on.
Good
but
have you written this down? I feel like there's a.
I think it's in my book. I think I'm sure.
It's definitely.
It was
a
romantic
there.
Moment. I mean, you've got to think we were 13 at the time, weren't we? Hey, baby.
Joe's here, by the way.
See, what I was going to say is because this podcast obviously is all about sort of relation. Well, it's supposed to be about relationships and all that sort of stuff. And you were always in quite a difficult position today because your wife, Jo, is one of my best friends.
Well, I know that.
So anything you did say, I was ready, you know.
That's the thing as well. I hate it when these two meet up.
Yeah, the good thing
you go see Jo, you're just going to slag us off, aren't you?
Do they not only know each other through us, though?
Yeah.
And then they've took it to the next
level. That's it, yeah. They've
became better friends than
We're much better friends than you two are.
Well, I just think we're a bit more laid back about friendship. You know? It's not as intense.
No. I know everything.
Oh, Christ.
Well, I know. Well, we talk and don't think we don't fucking talk because we do, darling. Don't you worry yourself about that.
But I was thinking, Danny is, I'm going to have to have my mates back if he gets a bit too cheeky about her. But... Jo is here, so
she is here.
Anytime, just give me the eyes and I'll help you out.
I'm not brave enough, darling, believe you fucking me. Okay.
But I think that's the thing that we can bond over most is that we have, and I mean this in a loving way, we both have scary women in our lives.
Fucking petrifying to be
fair. Yeah, absolutely.
every day's a fucking lesson, and every day you just want to make it to the end of the day and finally get your nut on the pillow.
Sometimes you just want to slip
and
through,
unharmed.
Don't you?
You know, that's the key, isn't it? But you know, yeah, we've been together fucking hell, 30 odd years.
So you guys met when you were 13.
We were in a school together. I was the trampy kid. She was the fit kid. You know, that was good at dancing, you know, looked good in a leotard.
Right.
And I was the kid she took no notice of for 2 years. And I'd watch her from afar, you know, with me binoculars and stuff. And then one day she turned round and sent her mate over to me because she wanted to go on a date.
Oh, so she made the first move?
She fucking called it.
Yeah.
Oh, so she was psychic. She knew I was going to crack on in life.
That's it.
Even though I was a trampy kid and I'd hand-me-down clobber, single parent family. She saw something because she's got witch ways about her.
Yeah, she does.
You know, so she knew I was going to crack on. And so we went on a date and we went to Pizza Hut.
Oh.
And I was very excited about, because I don't think I'd been, I only peered at Pizza Hut from outside the window. I was so skint as a kid, you know. We had a salad bowl. We shared a salad bowl, which I still do now. We go in there now and again to just, and it tastes exactly the fucking same.
It's
salad
probably
bowl.
The same.
Same bollocks,
fucking
potato
lettuce,
salad,
still there.
Thousand Island dressing, the little bacon bits. And it's quite romantic. That's what romance is for me.
Yeah.
Munching on the same grub that we was eating 35 fucking years ago.
But you can be quite romantic when you want to be, can't you?
Well, you've got to define what romance is. What is it?
I would say romance is... because you were working solidly, like, on EastEnders. Didn't have much time.
No.
So you wrapped that up and you thought, right, taking everyone on a beautiful holiday.
Maldives.
Gonna take care of everyone. You're coming with me and your babe. What did she say?
Yeah, she didn't fancy it. And then we've had rows since. Now let's have it right. This is you got your own desert island. I paid for. It's fucking unbelievable, gaff. Do you know what I mean? And she said, and she has said in rows that it was a shit hole and she wouldn't want to go back there. Which I find fucking incredible. You know, I don't think she means it. But yeah.
She's just trying to hurt you, Dan.
Yeah. No, but she's good at that. She's the only one that can really make me want to stand in a room on my own screaming, wanting to rip my own fucking hair out. No one else on the planet can do it. But she brings me back down to earth, and I need that in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to be grounded every half hour.
Yeah.
You do.
Get a bit too big for your boots, do you?
I don't think I do. But I think because I'm quite famous and I do have people sucking around my arse a lot.
Yeah, it's not in the stories I've heard.
Not literally. But, you know, it's weird fame and it can fuck your head up. You don't quite know who you are. But she reminds me.
Exactly.
As soon as I walk through that fucking door.
There you go.
Yeah, you do the same.
That's what I'm
You do
here
the
for,
absolute same,
it?
Claire. There was a couple of years ago, there was some daft news article about me that just made me look like a fucking idiot.
What was it now? What have you done now?
No, sake. This is a while back. Now, oh, right. Now I'm really safe. I don't say anything. I don't crawl out.
Oh, you nearly got
cancelled. No, I didn't get cancelled. I just said something. I said a joke. It was about flat earthers.
God forbid. Ah.
And I said a joke, and it was picked up as if I was being serious. I don't think the earth's flat.
Of course, yeah.
Nor as if you do, but I don't. I made a bit of a flippant comment. It got picked up. And I was like, oh, why have they done that? Why, like,
that's what they do.
You know, like, it's like being bullied by the bigger kids. Mm. You go, well, I don't have the audience and the reach that you do. You're just sort of hanging me out to dry for no reason. I got really upset about it. And then you went, who do you think you are? No one gives a fuck.
Wow.
If anyone's read that article, they've already forgotten about it.
Yeah, that was my point.
And that's good advice. And
was my point. Right,
no, that's not bringing you back. Yeah, that's nice.
But I get
in my
it,
head,
though.
I was like, oh, my God, the whole world has decided that I'm a big idiot and they
and
don't
I get
like me
that.
Anymore.
Listen, reading something about yourself, I get that. And you think, oh, my God, everybody in the world's read this and everybody thinks this. And I was just a bit like, listen, nobody really cares. I was like, if I read that about somebody, I would literally forget it instantly. Yeah.
See, that's kind. See, Joe would be the opposite. Joe would go, you're fucked. don't leave the house again. Don't ever leave the house.
No,
people will be
she
spitting
wouldn't.
At you in the street. Oh, she fucking does.
Well, do you know what surprises me, though? Because she is one of my most supportive friends that I think I've maybe ever had.
I suppose it's her way of supporting me.
Yeah.
But it's
maybe
ruthless.
she just loves me a bit more than you.
She adores you, honestly. Aww. Well, she does. You're a very adorable person, and you. She thinks the world of you.
I think it's
me she hates for some reason. Yeah.
I think it is important when you've had a little, you've had a little bit of success, and I've been on the in-between as your fucking Danny Dyer. It's good to have someone there to go.
Do you say that to yourself sometimes? Well,
good to have someone there to just, like you say, every half hour, just to go, oh, just to remind you, you are a bit of a dickhead. You go, oh, yeah, cool shit. No, yeah. I almost forgot.
Yeah.
And that dishwasher still needs emptying. Yeah.
Well, she's known me since before all that bollocks, I suppose. No one knows me as closely and as intimately as Mar Jo. She's been through the whole fucking process with me. So if anyone's going to bring me back down to earth, it's going to be her. And I have to take it on the chin.
Yeah.
Or chins, as we laughing.
When
much.
Can I talk about trains, Claire?
Right, so, Danny, let me let you in on sort of the bullshit that we talk on here, right?
Go
so,
back.
When we first started doing this podcast, we had to fucking leave the house, right? Which
I hate doing that.
Pretty surprised.
I know. You know us.
I know.
We don't like it.
No.
So that meant we had to get on a train and a tube and taxis and we had to fucking travel, right? Now, the one thing that James talks about constantly is people on public transport. It's become a bit of a thing.
Mm. Yeah, I'm loving it.
People
I'm
watching, sort of.
No, knobheads who think they're more important than you are.
Right.
Just people that
don't
understand.
Give you the leg room that you deserve.
Gotcha.
They take up 80% instead of the 50-50.
People that will put three bags on a chair and take up one for themselves and you've got to stand there going, oh, what am I then? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just people that treat the
people
train
who play their phone
and
loud
public transport as if they're in their living room.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
When was the last time you got public transport, though? I don't know if this is resonating.
Well, no, I jump on a rattler now and again.
I don't know what that is. What does that mean?
The Oxo, I'd call it, which is the Oxo Cube. Tube.
Right.
The rattler's the sort of overhead because it rattles. It's quite a simple one, but the Oxo is... I do now and again because it does make sense to jump
it's
on it.
It's a lot quicker, isn't it?
It is, but yeah. It is full of fucking... awful people.
Yeah, awful people.
So sometimes I'd rather sit in a motor for 2 hours...
That's the thing.
For the same fucking journey.
Which could have took half an hour.
So I do it now and again just to get into town, but I don't come back late on them because that's when they really come out.
That's when it's scary, isn't it?
The late night nuts.
Yeah. See, I get very, very worried about James on trains late at night because he is Jay for the in-betweeners.
Yeah, I'd worry about it. He's perfect for him, isn't he? He's perfect.
But I would be worried about you, though. You're the same.
Well, I think the films I've made, I can play up to it. I am the character I play. But he's not. That's the difference.
No,
I
not.
Am sort of... I can... He's the opposite to Jay, isn't he? Whereas they want to come up and they want him to talk about, you know, fingering people and, like filthy shit that he would say. What's a character, by
and
the way?
And believe
he's
me.
He's not that person. I can play up to it.
Oh, he's not that
switch
person.
I'll switch it on.
Believe me.
Well.
He's not fucking that person anymore.
That's what I'm saying, but because he represents...
I can switch it on.
You represent a certain... demographic.
You don't want to let anyone down.
No, you don't want to let anyone down.
So you do sort of...
I do slip
into a slight J gear if people
can you put it into gear?
I can do, yeah.
Yeah, which is exhausting.
Do you do that? Do you have to sort of...
What am I known for? What am I famous for? Making films about working class people. I say cunt a lot and things like that. You know, I am very working class. I've never been able to shake that off. So I went through a whole period of my life. It changed since EastEnders, where anyone with a big scar down their face or a Burberry cap on would know who I was. So my audience were nutty fuckers. I got that.
Yeah.
The nuttiest fucker in the boozer that wants to tear up, he's going to come... I know he's going to come up to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to be me mate. So love me for it. So actually, I had a touch with that.
Right. So it doesn't ever go the other way, where it's
never.
Like, oh, you think you're
only
hugged.
On Twitter. If I read Twitter all day, I'd never leave the gaff because everyone fucking hates you. But actually, in general, no one ever come up to me and say you're a shit actor or you're this or that. You know, like if anything,
except
I've had a touch.
Joe, of
the
course.
Biggest lunatic in the booze is going to be my mate.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
You know, everyone's petrified of him. You know, he's got no teeth. You know what I mean? He's sniffed up to the eyeballs.
Yeah.
You know that guy's going to be sort of looking after me.
See, those are the people that we end up talking to
all
night.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot as well. And
do you remember that time we went for a cheeky little lunchtime?
Yeah.
It was during the summer.
Oh, Christ,
yeah. It was during the summer. Every time we... Because, like we say, we don't really go out that much. And then there was this one day where we were like, it was really hot, it was nice, the kids were at school, we were like, should we go for a little pub lunch?
A bit of lunch,
just a little cider in the afternoon or
just
something.
Just ended up with these two guys who had just got out of prison... telling us the life story or the mental stuff they had done.
But they were proper, though. They weren't, like, just in joggers. They
was so you're sitting down having a nice bit of rum. Very sophisticated.
Yeah.
And then they just sit down with you.
They were like, all right,
they
mate,
were No, it? They were kind of across for us. And to be fair, their conversation was much more interesting, so I was sort of listening to them anyway. Right. And then we just sort of joined in, didn't we? I don't even know how it happened.
I think he asked for a picture or something.
Well, that's usually how it starts. And it's how you react to the picture.
You sat down. Yeah.
Are you going to be tricky? Which I can assume sometimes you could be.
Me?
I could be wrong.
Nah.
Yeah, in a sense
never,
of...
Mate.
I think you're probably better at saying no. than me. Have you ever said no to someone coming up to you? You've never done that?
No.
No.
Yeah, I'm shit at that. And sometimes there is a time and a place.
Oh, it's not a big deal, is it, really?
It shouldn't be, because if you treat people with respect, they're happy and they fuck off.
Yeah.
If you don't, then they get a bit tricky, and then it's all that dialogue of you're better than me and all that shit.
The only things I don't like is having my picture taken secretly.
Yeah, that is that, or when I'm at a cash point. That's always it.
When
just about to punch you.
And when they,
I've had that, by the way. I've had it cock in my hand as well, having a piss. That's a weird. That's
you've
a weird
said
one.
That. Yeah, the
that's
toilet
when it gets
ones.
Really awkward.
That's a strange one. That is.
But I don't use urinals at all now, at all whatsoever. Really? No, I wait for a cubicle because it's happened to me a handful of times now. I'm stood at a urinal and it's like, oh, all right. And I go, yeah, good. Yeah. Can I get a picture? And I go, yeah, in a second. And then I sort of go, oh, someone's watching me and I can't piss. And I look like a fucking weirdo, just stood there, just some bloke. I'm basically just some bloke with his knob out public.
It's actually two gigs with the cocks out, isn't it? Because you're both shaking cocks at the same time and talking to each other.
But I've done it. The last time I was like, right, that's the last time I used urinals, was when I pretended to piss.
Right.
And I sort of went.
Oh, no.
And I sort of went. that's better.
And then left, still needing a piss.
Yeah, because I was like,
yeah, of course.
Sort of all weird and self-conscious. Yeah. It put me off from having a slash.
Right, I knew this would happen, but you two have fucking derailed this.
Apologies. No, go on. So we're talking about rattlers.
Right. Yeah. So we've got a story, right? And this is a regular thing now. So this is from a listener. I recently got the train from Manchester to London, and as I boarded the train, I noticed a group of about 8 men on my carriage. They were all wearing Arsenal football shirts, so I knew...
Probably football fans.
Probably. So I knew they were going all the way to London too. Each of them carried 4 or so cans of beer, which they all managed to get through during the 2 to 3 hour train journey.
Oh, 4 cans?
4 cans?
Over 3 hours?
Jesus.
That's fine.
We can do that in half
an
hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Throughout the journey, they were shouting football chants and singing various football songs. As more beers were drunk, they got louder and more obnoxious. Every time they stopped one of their chants, I thought I'd get some peace and quiet, but they were just recharging their energy to start singing again. No amount of huffing or death stares helped my situation.
Well...
This isn't... I think you've got to give a pass to the football fans.
I think you've got to,
it's dad's day.
They don't sound that bad at all whatsoever.
Sound quite middle class, actually. That's quite a nice little turn out,
four
little can of
beers.
Now. Chucking a little tune out now and
they
again.
They were very four slowly beers. Drinking beer, singing football chants, enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's fun. I think that's fine.
Yeah, I think so.
That's
as
just
well.
That's
and
just
also
a group of lads having a bit of fun.
Train's a big
when,
place.
If it starts kicking off and getting into a bit of violence and stuff like that, that's when you go, right, that's not on. But if it's just people, they're wearing their football shirts, they're on the way to the football, they're enjoying themselves. They seem quite
they
responsible.
Seem lovely. They seem like a nice, really little granddad's airs. Was it a treacle? It's International Treacle's Day today. Did you know that?
International Women's Day.
I think that's what they call it as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll appreciate that.
She's incredible.
International Birds Day, isn't it? Well, we've got to give them all respect or something. I don't know.
I'm assuming it's a woman.
Okay, so it doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
It's anonymous,
but I'm assuming it sounds like a woman.
I think that's quite tame, and I think if it is a she, should be quite happy that it was a few little Arsenal fans she had a touch.
I assume it's a weekend. Because, you know, the football's on and stuff.
Yeah.
If they weren't on the way to the football.
Yeah.
And it was R5 leaving London.
On a Wednesday.
On the tube.
Yeah.
Maybe you'd go, come on, mate, rain it in a bit.
Give me a break.
But.
No, you've got to start with it. Or you've got to put your hand in your pocket and go first class.
Well, she could have moved as well.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of cartridges. But no.
This is a rare one for me.
It's a rare one for us where we don't. And listen, she might have made it sound a bit better than what it was. Maybe they were really
Maybe there's more detail here.
Maybe they were irritating, but irritating.
But if they're just having a couple of beers,
Saturday afternoon.
They're excitable, you know.
To be fair, I feel like that, if that was me, right, and even if I was on my own and that happened and they were all singing and stuff, I'd be like, oh, man, I want a beer.
Yeah, I
like
get that
would just make me want to like join in.
I don't know what that says about me, but I see like a beer on the television or someone drinking a beer, I just go, God, yeah, that looks really nice, that does.
I could have one of them. Yeah. Well, so I can sing Scarface. A song.
It's the same thing, isn't it?
Is it, yeah.
And he sticks his head in it. And you back it, that looks really nice and comforting. Yeah.
I think I just want a donut, a powdered donut, but each to their
you
own.
You two knew each other. When did you
we
meet?
We did a pilot together.
We did a pilot together, which I thought had fucking potential.
I thought it was really,
called
really
you always talk about that.
Yeah.
Called Filth.
It was Filth, called Filth. It wouldn't work now because the fucking thing doesn't exist, but it was based on like a zoo or Nuts magazine.
Yeah.
And Danny had a great part. He was sort of a military correspondent. He was like this ex-military bloke that would write stories about his time in the army.
Tracy Ann Oberman.
Danny Morgan.
I always remember, this is something for me, you was the one that told me that Michael Jackson died.
That's right.
Yeah.
It was you that gave me the news. Yeah. It was quite pleasant about it, actually.
We were out for dinner.
I'm not saying you was chuffed about it, but you sort of... You
said he likes breaking the news.
I felt it was a wind-up because it was such big news, whatever you thought of him.
But you know what it's like when you've got really big news.
He was quite jolly about it, I remember. Oh, Michael Jackson's dead. I was like, what? Sorry?
I'll tell you one thing about James. He does genuinely...
Love to give bad news.
He likes breaking the news of a celebrity death. Oh, does he?
So he's got...
He loves it.
Yeah,
he's like, have you heard?
He's got a history of it.
Yeah. He can't wait to come.
Did you know before everyone else? It's the other thing. Have you got some sort of contact?
He must have come through.
All got blowers.
I just have celebrity death alert. Radar. Celebrity death radar.
Yeah. You told the whole table we was having dinner.
Yeah. Get away.
And loved the shock on everyone's face.
Oh, that's a bit creepy, isn't it?
It's weird.
Yeah. And you love it. You came down.
Lewis.
You came down the other day. Richard Lewis had died. And I love Richard Lewis. And you came down and you were like, have you heard?
Yeah, that's a fucker.
You should have saw
him. Did he take joy in it again? Did he?
It wasn't quite joy, but he just... I'd already seen it. He was like, "Have you heard? Are you all right? Have you heard?"
So you trumped him.
It's the first thing I said to you in the morning. I went, "Have you heard?"
Like, he just wants to be in there and breaking it.
Because I always remember that. I just remember that he was the one that delivered the news.
But, so you two have known each other for a very, very long time.
Yep.
Yeah. The four of us, you and Joe and me and James, have been friends now for what...
15 stretch, should we say?
Yeah, maybe.
But should we round it up to years? A 15?
Yeah, it's coming up to.
13, you reckon?
I think 13, yeah.
I'm trying to think when we first went out as a football.
I don't know.
Where that
well,
was.
But then, so after our wedding, I got pregnant.
Again?
I found out a couple of months.
What, 6 months after,
No, a couple of weeks after our wedding.
Fuck it, yeah. Which is fine, actually, because...
But then Jo found out she was pregnant as well. So yes, we were pregnant at the same time.
She was taking beans as well.
Which I think was what I don't even know what that means. I don't know what you're saying half the time.
Oh, well, you must beans. Be able to work
well,
it
you
out.
Know what magic beans are.
She was taking beans.
Yeah, so beans, what do you think beans are? You know, the magic beans that we put inside just so that the baby can grow.
Oh, right, okay.
You know, basically it's another word for spunk.
Right, okay.
A bit more new age.
But that really, that was when we sort of started doing stuff as couples and stuff. And then we had, how far apart are Artie and Jude? It's like, is it 3 months? Is it as long as that? Oh yeah, Artie's October, isn't he? Yeah. And
2 months.
And then when those two were little, we were just together all the time, weren't we? And I remember, do you remember our youngest Jude? When he got to about 2, 3, his favourite thing in the world today was to just fight.
Yeah,
he was
quite an aggressive child.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
I remember violent, wasn't he?
I remember him smashing me in the mouth a few times.
Yeah, there was a point where I was like, I don't know what to do with him. Yeah. Like, because he's just so angry with me all the time.
Yeah, but there was something about when Danny came running.
Yeah.
I've got this great video with you sitting on a chair in our living room with Jude. And you're trying to talk. You're trying to tell us something. You're trying to have a conversation with us.
And Jude's
just like,
poof.
Like he's pretending, but you're just like grabbing his hands.
But that was his thing. You'd go to him, right, put that down, and then you'd get a smack. Or you'd go, oh, well done, that's really good. And then you'd get a smack.
And
I was just going, what does this keep
on? Boisterous boys, you know, it's an energy. It's
now
chemistry,
he's the most,
you know,
he wouldn't.
That's what I'm saying, look at him now.
He's so angelic.
Sweet kid.
But we used to call him Savage Jude. I used to call him Pablo.
After when Escobar.
He was, because when he was a
couldn't
toddler...
Couldn't negotiate with him.
You couldn't negotiate with him. That's the end of part one, but don't you worry, part two is already available. Go and listen to it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.